just take a minute, okay? Look, you have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cut some papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You'll have to be me. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Obama.
The retards.
Good evening, cowards.
Obama. Obama.
Oh! What did you do that for?
It's me.
Obama.
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 What it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in live right now on twitch.tv/Jim and Them. And, of course, the Jim and Them YouTube channel, which you are subscribed. Which you are subscribed and you hit that motherfucking bell.
Whoa, shit. Jim, who hit the bell? Someone?
They must have all hit the bell.
Nice.
I mean, how could you be a listener of the show and not hit the goddamn bell?
Yeah. They hit the bell. They're being notified on there. Everyone got Obama subscriptions from the Streamathon.
I love the bell.
A baby made me gay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The TTS is opening up a box of worms.
Oh, now Jeff's gay now. What happened?
The old-fashioned box of worms.
Shout outs to the real ones in the chat.
Whoa, such as who? Give me some examples, Jim.
What do we got? We got Max. We got Zenpai. We got Ace. We got Daewoo, of course. Of course, we got Jeff. Dead Man Die.
DB Deathlord. Still around, kicking, alive and kicking.
Love it. Love to see
all the realists of the... Oh, my God. That just reminded me. I think, speaking of DB Deathlord, I think he sent me the other part of his name edit.
Okay. Oh. All right.
I didn't know did I know there was two parts?
I think he only got through part of it, or maybe it was only part one or something like that.
I hope it's part one of five.
I think it was just part one of that episode.
No, I want part one. I want, like, five parts.
Yeah.
I want him to take five different parts of our show and do them all.
All the names.
Give them to me. Hey,
when we first put out this call for name edits,
I thought we'd get none.
I don't know why you're always hating on the name edit, Jeff.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
The concept eludes me.
It's a concept I never saw coming.
It's just the same way. We always have edits. This is just another angle for an edit. Yeah.
I love that there's different types.
I shouldn't turn down an edit. I love a good edit.
Give me an edit. Hey, you over there. Give me an edit.
Boy.
Hold on.
Fetch me an edit.
Boy, I need an edit.
Let me see. I searched Van Halen's album, and I'm listening to it while I finish the edit.
Ah, okay. Which one?
Oh, okay.
Van Halen 2?
Van Halen, yeah, OU812. Is that an album?
Huh, OU812. I don't know.
All right, here's the edit. Here we go. Oh, wait, is there a few of these? Which one of these? I didn't look at this yet.
There better be. That's why I'm getting my dream. Is my dream coming true, Jim?
Wait, hold on. We have...
seven more name edits.
Name edit 812 part 2. Name edit 2. Name edit 812 part 1. Is that the one we already played, or is that a different one? I didn't look at this yet.
I think it was part 1 that we heard before, because said, like, oh, it's an episode where I'm not on, so you'll probably hear my name a lot.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Let me download it here. and do it fucking live. Fuck
do it. Live. That's what it's all
fuck
about.
Fuck it.
That's what makes streaming so great and so hard. Corey
Feldman. Corey Feldman.
Oh, it's our AI. Oh, that's so good.
N-Man. 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 He's the N-Man.
It's like Fallout Boy. Fallout Boy. Def Leppard.
Jim and them.
And man. Jim and them. Jim and them.
Jim and them. Jim and them. Jim and them.
Jim and
them. Jason Mraz and Wonder Republic.
What Jim and them is.
Jim Blues. Jeff Bupak. Bupak.
Jeff.
Jim Class Heroes.
It's like a Wiz Khalifa.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeffy. The Bupaks.
Bupak Shakur. This is. Bupak
Shakur. Whoa, Kanye. Bupak Shakur. Bupak Shakur.
Corey Show, the boy blue.
Bupak, Jim and them. Jim and them. Jim and them. Jim and them. Bupak Shakur.
Jim and them. The boy blue.
Hey, Bupak.
Bupak. Bupak Shakur. The boy blue. Suno.ai. Inward. Inward.
Jim and them. Bupak Shakur.
Boy Blue had to stop there.
Jim and them.
Robert. With
Bupak Shakur. Robert.
It's coming. Bupak Shakur.
Should use the same prompt and then say
the mic
from Eminem at the end.
Oh, think about Mike coming back. Mike, Mike.
Boy Blue in hell.
Bupak Shakur.
Mike.
Excuse me.
I mean, yeah, I guess you're, this is just gibberish.
Yeah.
Bupak.
Because I forgot, because it's not just people's names. It's names of bands and names of things. It's all the names. He really went in on, because we're
it's
a
psychotic.
Minute.
It's why cuss edits make sense, because they're, you can hear the same thing over and over and still find it funny.
We're a minute and a half in. We're not halfway through. We're almost halfway through.
Wow.
All right. Cool.
Nasty.
Bupak.
Skiz nasty.
Bupak.
Bupak
Shakur.
Boy Bupak. The end moment.
Mike Bupak. Steel.
Bupak for Bupak.
Bupak Slayer.
War. Iron Maiden.
Bupak.
Skiz Nasty.
Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit. Jim and them.
Jim and them. Corey's Robert. N-Man Sarah's Hubby's.
Limp Bizkit. AFI Now. 30 Seconds to Mars. Trying down. It's like Nickelback.
This is like when we played that audio of what a schizophrenic hears in their brain.
It's just me idly saying band names. Nickelback.
Well, this is quite an episode. This is quite a hurdle to pick, because it is the our AI song episode, so we're constantly naming things.
Well, but you're also constantly naming the same things over and over, and then hearing the repeats of the same song.
Yeah,
over and
because and that's also because it's not just, usually it's just edits of us saying words, but now you got mixtures of all different genre of AI music,
which is very disorienting.
This does remind me, not to go back to the well, but after this, you should play the song, the AI song that someone made for us on the Facebook group, I believe.
Oh, yeah, good call. Good
that was a fucking certified banger. Jeff, you're going to love it.
Jim and them were at
Heather May.
May.
Heather May.
To Heather May. That was Heather May. Mike, I got to hear the name.
The Devil. Corey Feldman.
Yeah, my bad. I'll be quiet.
Jim and them. Corey Feldman. Jim and them. Heather May and the Devil's Tune Process.
It's like the ninth time we've heard this song.
We loved it.
Banger. We loved it.
Heather May, the Devil. Heather May was the devil. Heather May, devil's Corey Feldman. Heather May, it's in the devil.
This part's funny.
For Mike.
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 Corey Feldman. Heather May, it's in the devil's.
Sir Mike. Officer Mike.
Bupak Shakur.
Bupak Shakur.
Mike. Like Good Time Glory. Mike. No offense.
Mike.
I don't know. Mike. Officer Mike. Jim and them. Mike's Devil. Bupak helps us.
Put Heather May. Well, of course, Elton. Freddie Mike. 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 Oh my God.
Jim and them. Corey Feldman. Bupak Shakur. Jim and them. Jim and them. Corey Feldman. Bupak Shakur.
Bupak.
Bupak Shakur. Dude, no one can question our devotion to Bupak, because when this is one part, this is one part,
you know,
and we've heard Bupak said hundreds of times now.
You know what's surprising though too is like, we for how long we did the streamathon, I don't think we brought up Bupak that much at all.
No, but I think we knew that the Streamathon didn't need Bupak.
But we've kind of been off right, Bupak for a few weeks, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been on a streak.
I'm never truly off Bupak.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah. Bupak's off you. Yeah.
49. The inward gym.
Are you out there, Bupak?
Whoa.
Keyboard solo.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, Bupak, can you hear me? Save me, Bupak. Bupak.
Yeah, there we go.
Woo.
Classic name at it.
Yeah, well, because I always mean to go back and pull all the good AI songs to put together like a mixtape or something. But I just have hundreds of songs I don't feel like going through.
We have that many?
We have so many that we make. Because think about it. It takes like literally 30 seconds to make a song.
Yeah, and it makes
we
like
just
two
keep
of them.
Typing them and making them.
And it makes like three of them
yes,
that are all
yeah.
kind of a version
Which
of it.
Which reminds us, we should start making AI yeah. songs again right now.
But you should. But I really do think you should play someone on the Jim and Facebook made a song for us.
Yeah.
I think it was about the Streamathon. And it's fucking good. It's real
well,
good.
But also, I was talking. It's funny how, like, even though some of the songs we made, I legit love. Like, I love the country Bupak songs. Uh-huh. And I mean, some of our Jim and Them songs I do like a lot. But I was talking to Jacob this past Sunday when we were recording Shows What You Know, showswhatyouknow.com, by the way, new episodes up.
Oh, Jacob passed the test.
Oh, yeah, he messaged me that he did.
Yeah, he passed the test. Sorry,
he also said that the Great British Bake Off, just called the Bake Off, by the way. That's our American title for it, is the Great British Bake Off.
No, actually, it's called the Great Brit. We call it, so, oh, this
Well, what I said
shit.
Might have been wrong, because I'm paraphrasing okay. him, but he did say that it wasn't called the Great British Bake Off.
So,
it's a Bake Off.
I call it a Bake Off, but no, so it's called the Great British Cooking, or the Great British... baking show in Britain, and it's called the Great British Bake Off on Netflix.
Yeah, but he's saying it's just called Bake Off.
It's not called Bake Off. That's a colloquial term. That's what people call it. Like when I'm talking about it quickly, like I'll be like, yeah, Bake Off. I'll call it Bake Off. But that's
oh,
not like
so
that's
Jacob's
not the official.
Wrong.
That's not the official title.
It's like colloquial. Like he's got like water on his head.
Unless
yeah,
there's
it looks
like
Jacob
Waterhead.
Because yeah, because I always even used to forget is Great British Baking Show or Great British Bake Off the real name. Like what is the Netflix American name and what is the real one? So maybe
okay,
what
no,
he meant
to
was
Jacob's,
that
no, to Jacob's point, it was called Bake Off, but they had that's actually registered the Pillsbury Company, so they did change it. They changed it to. So you're both right.
Okay,
but yeah, it was something to do with the Pillsbury Company. But who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Anyways,
but
I was
yeah,
talking
he did
to,
pass the test. He,
I was
he
talking
hear.
To Jacob about AI, and it's so funny how the novelty's worn off so fast, because even like. Trying to make some clips for Shows What You Know, I'm sick already of like trying to retype prompts over and over. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm. I told you specifically what I want.
Machine,
I want this,
listen
this.
To me.
Yeah, say this, you fucking dumbass, stupid
yeah,
AI.
Stuff is printing out next to you. You're looking like, this is all wrong.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. It's like at this point, I'll just
Burns,
record it. It's
Mr. Easy. Burns yelling at the monkey yeah. that wrote Shakespeare wrong.
The blurst of times.
Yeah. I'm like, at this point, it's just easier for me to record it myself. You're not saying the phrase right.
Yeah, that's all it takes to get you back in the stew.
Yeah, but then, yeah, Jason DeSaulniers, he made a Streamathon banger.
Really
us.
Good. It's really good.
Yeah, the Jim and Them Streamathon.
Jim, Jeff, Mike, the marathon of streams. 32 hours with nobility to sleep. Eyes bloodshot, sanity starts to fray. Reality bends as night becomes day. The ghost of Trump creeping through the scene. Possessing minds through their lack of sleep. Jim and them in the grip of a ghost. Sleep deprived souls becoming the host. Trump's spirit is slowly taking their minds. Stream of thorn madness, sanity left behind.
Great premise.
Yeah.
Trump's ghost is taking its own.
Just start speaking with his signature sneer. Echoes of reality quickly disappear. Mike lost it from Jim's jump scare. During scary stories, Stella and Caesar were there. Views coming high, cash pouring in. Audience.
Mike from Say Who's on the Line. Jim and Dan in the Crypt of the Ghost. Sleep the Clive Souls, becoming the host. Shout spirit channeling keys to the mind. String a thong madness, sanity left behind. Through the power of Boop, my Trump's ghost went away. Japan.
Oh. Oh.
Through the power of food, Pat Trump's ghost went away. Through the power of friendship, the stream of bone was saved. That's okay, though, all part of the plan. Soon you'll see the boys on the trip to Japan.
Wow. Fucking so good. It's so good.
Who did that again?
That came out great. That was
Jason DeSalier?
Yeah, Jason DeSalier.
He's a sommelier of good taste.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of wicked riffs and good concepts for songs. That's the hardest part, is finding a good concept for it.
Yeah, it comes together. I love Jim and Them in the Grip of a Ghost.
Yeah,
very
catchy.
Yeah, very good. Very well done. Kudos to you for typing those prompts well.
Congratulations for the
kudos
nice.
To the prompts.
So thanks for giving our robot our names and the word streamathon.
We have the best guys typing the best prompts about Jim and Them and Boop Puck. It's true.
Nobody's
great
got better prompts.
Look at my African American over there.
Surrounded by
Obama.
People with the best prompts.
Obama.
No one's
Obama.
Got better prompts.
Obama.
Obama.
I'm typing prompts.
I'm typing prompts.
My prompt. Prop zero.
Now listen, I'm just typing prompts.
I am not a prompt.
Gorbachev, tear down those prompts.
Tear down that. Good. Kennedy? Who was that? Reagan?
I think it was Reagan.
Y'all tear down that.
Well, yeah. It's me, Ronald Reagan, and I'm saying tear down that.
That wasn't as good as our other pitch perfect impression.
Not gonna do it. The prompts are bad. They're bad.
Pros here.
You're gonna write a prompt.
Obama.
Going Japanese.
Obama.
Oh, hello. I'm writing a prompt.
Drumped.
There must be a way to have commands play soundboard clips, right? I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, huh?
That way, if people want to play, if they want to play their actual sound.
Obama.
Oh, if they want Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody's trans.
Or if they want, like, the Screaming Mummy. I love the Screaming Mummy.
Yeah.
I hope that I like the idea that the Screaming Mummy is saying the first vowel in Obama. He's going,
yeah.
Obama.
I like that.
Obama.
We got to slowly transition into also having Family Guy clips at the bottom of the video. Because I love the TTS. I love the chaos on here. The more weird shit we can implement.
Mm-mm. Is he saying the first part of Obama or the end of is he going Obama? No!
Ooh, he's either going Obama or he's going Obama.
Obama. Yeah. He's doing the who's that guy that like lost his election because he made a weird noise?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Who was that?
That guy was huge.
Rick, was it Rick something?
Who was that?
Frank or something? I don't know.
Who was the
Chappelle got his ass.
Yeah.
Chappelle got his ass. Box full of worms.
They yelled, yeah.
Howard Dean.
Dean.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Pull up a quick one of that screen.
I want to hear him say, yeah.
You know something?
Look at this goof.
You know something?
A-B-M-A-A-A-A-A.
If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
I don't know if I've ever heard the real one. I think I've only heard Chappelle's show version of it.
It's weird to think. I mean, I have to assume that's not what doomed him, but like, it's weird to think something as innocuous as that it could have doomed someone 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's the only reason we remember him.
Well, now it's like, what was it, 30, How many felonies did
32?
Yeah, how many felony counts did Trump get? And everyone's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, who cares?
Fuck you. This, it is bullshit.
This guy went, And everyone's like, you're not going to be my president.
Yeah, in kind of a funny way.
And now Trump's, he's guilty of everything. And they're like, I love you.
We could have hit him, but we got Don.
He's only solidified his base.
Well, Don makes up for it with the...
Obama.
Yeah.
Or even...
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come.
He's so clippable. We could have a whole soundboard of just him on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's got to be
Trump soundboards.
They're
coming for him. They're coming for Jones. They're trying to shut down Jones permanently.
Who? I mean, well, plus...
Alex.
I mean, Biden had soda. He had his soda. That was basically similar to this.
Smakers.
Yeah.
Smakers.
Which, when you listen, I mean, we were talking about this last
doesn't
week, I think,
like
when you weren't
all.
Here. It doesn't sound like he's saying N-word
not
soda
even a
at
tiny
all.
Bit.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Not even a little bit.
No, it doesn't. We listened to it like a few times last week.
Yeah, but if you put week. The text in big letters over it while he says it.
Smakers.
Jeff, everyone's asking about... Hackamania went
Oh, my God. Set of the night went great. Melton loved my stuff.
Well, I was going to say, how did anyone else do well? Or how did it...
Didn't... who was it, Antics?
Antics said that...
Antics said you killed.
At least at that point, Antics was like, Jeff was by far the best that he had seen.
I think so.
Was it like a good crowd? Or was it just a crowd that was like into your type of humor?
That's what I mean.
There's two things, right? Like sometimes a crowd's just ready to laugh, and I'm sure that's fun.
It's
but
both.
Maybe...
I was going to say, probably both.
It's both because it's like Skankfest, and like any of the shows we saw at Skankfest, the crowds were real good.
Sure.
Because they're there for that, and they're, like it's more juggalo style people that are going to like my autistic Chinese twink jokes on there. So, it was... It felt really cool. It went really good, the whole set on there. That's the whole set.
Yeah, someone was asking, because the video is on the Facebook.
Oh, it's only a minute long?
We could pull.
It's 2 minutes.
Well,
there's just two separate clips.
Yeah,
we could pull it up
it went
real
good
quick.
On there, and they gave me $150 for it.
Fuck yeah.
And then I got a feature later this week, so I'm getting paid on comedy. Let's go. Professional.
Hell yeah.
Getting paid and late.
Getting paid.
Are you in where are you? The Sun?
The Sun.
Yeah. Or are you in the shade?
I don't get it.
Because you're getting paid and laid.
Oh. Okay. I was just like,
autism.
Whoops.
I hate that puppet laughing.
I fucked it up.
The puppet laughing does annoy me because it steps on your jokes.
The puppet loved me. I love the puppet.
Is that the puppet or is that Melton?
I thought it was Melton laughing.
Oh, I thought it was the puppet laughing.
I'm pretty sure it's Melton's laughing.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
He just laughs like a puppet.
If Jeff thinks Chinese twins is funny, he's a French maggot.
Are you down with the sickness? The puppet, maybe?
They're doing cartwheels down the aisle.
Not gross. I was just homeschooled. Yeah. Could an autistic guy fuck his dad, his teacher? I don't think so. I met my mom. I was trying to be cool.
Yeah, he's yelling $100 from the side.
You have a lot of confidence. I think that's the big thing is sometimes you go up there and like you'll admit, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I was super nervous. I was forgetting everything. Yeah. This is the most confident I've ever seen you. Just go up there like you're like, no, this room's mine. Like you're acting like, no, you like why? Like it's weird if you're not laughing.
Of course. Yeah. I'm a funny guy.
Oh, whoop.
Guys, it's been White Boy Summer for like longer than Israel's been a country. I think it's time we give it up to the Chinese twinks. Have you seen these fellas? Chinese twinks, they're Chinese people that look like ladies. Best of both worlds. Yeah, I was getting some moo goo guy pan. I saw all these Chinese twinks around. I was like, more goo my ass, let's go.
That's such a you on the show joke.
I'm just playing, Chinese twinks, they don't get a lot of PR, because it's a mouthful. We need a shorter name for Chinese twinks.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, it's this other big fat guy.
Oh, laughing. See, I thought that, that laugh we were hearing, I thought that was the puppet, because that's how a puppet laughs. Like, no, like if you don't see.
The first time, I think it
the
is
The first
Melton,
time is Melton. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Second time. The puppet does laugh. I got the puppet
But I thought laughing. That specific laugh was like a put-on puppet laugh.
No. Got the puppet over there honking.
Yeah, you did have him honking.
Yeah. No, it was really fun. It went well.
If Jeff thinks Chinese twinks is funny, he's a French maggot.
Okay. Yeah,
I think Zenpai doesn't like that you talk about the Chinese twinks. Is he Chinese or is he Japanese?
I think he's just making like the these? Same joke.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
French
But
maggot.
He also, I think For he's upset. Time. I think he's upset, though.
Oh, dude. Because
he has a small pee-pee? Because he's Chinese? Is he Chinese?
No.
That's what I said. Or is
no,
he
remember,
Japanese?
He has a Japanese grandma that we're going to visit.
That's right.
That's right. Chickeny That's Chinese, right. the Chinese chicken.
Well, all the even if he was Japanese, if he was Chinese, he'd have a little Japanese in him, right?
Jesus,
a little some of me. In
oh
him.
My God!
But yeah, and they paid out too, because I think it was Scarecrow that was like, "They ain't gonna pay," but no, they paid out.
Yeah, they paid out. They paid me like 3 days later.
Nice,
hell yeah,
bad.
Righteous bucks.
Yeah, I heard you got righteous bucks.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I wasn't
Hundo
sure
50.
If it was going to be one of those things you always hear, like, comedians have those stories of, like, then the fucking guy had to, like, hound him down. But,
yeah.
No, that's cool. They took care of it.
Yeah.
Did you have to bug them or no, they just did it?
No, I emailed the next day just saying, here's my stuff or whatever. And then it was, like, 3 days later. I think they did it to everyone all at once.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Nice.
Did you go to any of the other events during the thing?
No, I went to, basically, I got there right before there was basically a comedy showcase of some of their guys and then some of the guys I've seen and then our show. So I got there basically for the end. And then that was the end of the first day. I didn't go the second day.
Yeah.
But I could have. And it turns out I could have just had people come with me and come in. Everyone was doing that. I'm like, oh, I would have told people to come.
Yeah. I think there was like a.
And at first it kind of seemed like a shit show because I wasn't sure. Like, when you signed up, you paid $5 or whatever. And they said, oh, you're going to fill out a slip, you know, with your name or whatever on it. Then. Walked in the door, didn't have to show them anything, just said, hey, I'm a performer on this. And like, okay, wrote my name down and just let me in.
Huh.
And then I was like, eventually they had you pull numbers from like a bucket.
Well, even like Skankfest. Yeah. Remember Skankfest when like I never once had to show a badge or a wristband to anyone at any point in time. And we were like inside.
I wish Skankfest would fit down on Arts District. They just don't have any one place that you could do it because it's such a better experience being like in that area versus like Fremont Street on the notoriety.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Just crammed in there.
Is it what's better? Is it just the venue or what?
Well, you have stuff around too. You have other bars and food and stuff that you could go to. And then, yeah, I mean, it's a much smaller event, but the same idea on there. So I would do it again. Everyone was way cool to me.
I would imagine they liked you. They'd probably be like, hey, he's a Vegas guy. We want a Vegas guy that we liked to be around again.
And he was cool. The Skankle guy was cool. I forget the comedian they always bag on. He was there. He was nice.
Oh, Ray DeVito?
Yeah.
Was the puppet nice?
The puppet was nice. I didn't really meet him outside of the panel.
Oh, really? The puppet wasn't walking around shaking hands?
No.
But then the guy like wears a mask or something too, right? The guy that runs the puppet?
Yeah. He had like some sort of like luchador spawn mask on. Mm-hmm.
Because then I think we looked... Because when we were doing the show, yeah, there was some podcast or something they were recording or broadcasting before the open mic. And not that it's that big of a deal, because, I mean, it's not like people would double check it or not. But it does kind of stink they didn't, like, say people's names. They just, like, said a number or whatever. But I guess
True,
it doesn't.
Yeah. It was on me to say it, and I didn't say it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I mean, a lot of people didn't say it.
Yeah. I mean, I still imagine even if people that watch the stream are probably like, oh, I like that guy. So it's not like, I don't know if people would dig that much deeper.
I don't know. I didn't get any new likes really other than the people I followed from the thing. So maybe that's
my bad. What I mean. I don't know if like, if they did say the name, if it would have made a difference or not, but maybe.
Probably would have made a little bit of a difference. At the very least, if they hear Jeff's name later, they'd go, oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Well, like, but in this case, they'd have to see him and recognize him, and he'd have to look the same. Like, it would have to be visual recognition.
Well, and this has been paid off enough for me in that, like, people come up to me now that are, like, the other comics and like, oh, yeah, we heard about your Hackamania set.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's great.
And then now I'm getting features. So, Maybe there's a direct correlation.
Well, there's always that thing, right? Like, I remember Jake would talk about that where he's like, the Vegas comedy scene is not big and it's also not, like, awesome. So if you're someone who's funny, they're going to want you to be around because they want people that are funny to be around.
I
so,
think
like,
it's pretty
it's
good
not hard
now,
to get
honestly.
Inside.
There's a lot of people I think are very funny.
Well, I mean, I just mean that's probably just true in general. Like, people want funny people around. So simply showing up and being funny
not
is
British
often
John,
enough.
By the way. Yeah. I'm not on standby.
Did he
for
do
tonight.
A set at Hackamania?
No. No. They're just doing Shot Caller again this weekend. And I asked, hey, am I on any of these? Didn't hear back. So.
Yeah, he sucks dick.
Oh, did you like text him or something?
No. Just there's a big group chat that we're all in. Oh, I see. I was like, hey, if there's standby, I'd do. You know, you can put a Shot Caller on me if you want.
And just ignored?
Yeah.
He doesn't like you, huh?
Here's the thing. Have you ever tried to reply to a text with a big cock in your mouth? I have, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah. That's what a guck to text is for.
Yeah, he's getting he's getting wobbly H'd. He's in the middle. And he's like, oh, Jeff's bugging me. I'm trying to get wobbly H'd right now.
From
I'm
the
in
chat.
The middle.
From the chat, did he do a set at the Golden Corral?
Yes.
Golden Corral is a good reference. Do we even have Golden Corral here?
We used to.
Okay.
We might still have one, but with the two that I know have got shut down.
God fucking damn it.
I know. I know. Golden Corral.
They took the Sizzler, then they took the Golden Corral.
They took Golden Corral from us. We used to love eating there.
Sleepy Trump. Sleepy Trump.
I'm so sleepy.
There is a quick Trump video of him just shitting on some Democrat guy.
Ooh.
Is he like roasting his head or something?
Yeah, he's talking about how big his head is and how little his neck is.
And then they use a photo of him that makes him look like he has the worst head.
One sec.
I'm the cutest boy that's ever lived. Look at this guy. He's gross. I'm cute.
I'm a little cutie. He seems like someone who'd say cutie patootie.
Look at me.
Not stupid people. I call him watermelon head. He's got the thinnest neck I've ever seen. How it holds up that head. He's got a neck that's about a size 6. Very unattractive guy, both inside and outside. And people say, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. That's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's
like, that's okay.
He's so nonchalant and quick
that's okay.
about it.
People say, don't do that. I say, that's okay, and then I do it.
Unattractive inside and
He's
out.
He's very unattractive.
Inside and out.
That's so funny.
Thing to say, that's okay. Very unattractive guy. Here's the thing.
He just repeats
these
it.
These are bad people. And...
Here's the bad people. Yeah,
is this old? He was on Dr. Phil.
I think this is brand new.
Dr. Phil has a primetime show.
All I saw was on Twitter, people were talking about the exclusive Dr. Phil interview.
Oh, yeah. Trump tells Dr. Phil evil forces are controlling Biden.
Demons to gin, perhaps.
Did you see that? I don't have it. I'd have to find it. But I don't know if it was at like a Memorial Day thing or something. There was some sort of salute to the troops, and they were all, like, standing up. And then in the middle of it, Biden just kind of turns around and has his back to the camera.
Yeah.
And so the other people with him just kind of turn around as well to make it seem like...
like he's not, like, a fucking broken robot man?
I saw his weird smile when we were doing, like, the Trump...
Oh, yeah, there's the smile when he looks back.
He does the Gandalf look.
Oh, the gay look?
Yeah, he does really hit the gay look, like a troll face on him.
Now, some people said that maybe he was just turning his back to the veterans, like that's kind of the cope for it, which, I don't know, maybe it's true?
Wait, why would you...
Okay, this is during the D-Day ceremony.
Okay. He just spins around?
And then people just are like, fuck, we better do it too.
Because I think they're playing like, you know, they're doing like some sort of tribute.
And it's like, what's over there, ice cream? Yeah.
And watch the other people, they see him, and they're like, all right, I guess we'll...
okay. Yep. Yep.
What the fuck?
So it is a plausible excuse that because there are veterans behind him. Maybe he's just facing them to...
But like he didn't salute them or like...
No.
He's not doing anything that shows that he's acknowledging.
It just sounds like
he's
he heard
something.
He's wearing
sunglasses, so you can't tell where he's looking. We really did go from like a maniac to like a mush-brained old man.
Yeah, now we want the mania back. We missed the fun.
The thing that sells it is the way the other people just turn the car.
Yeah, like the Steve Carell looking guys. Like he's like also pretending to look at something important. He's like, yeah.
Well, and you can tell, you can see the thought going through the head. They're like, what's he doing? What's he doing?
Yeah, all
right. And then they're like,
it.
Okay, should we do it? And then like, because the one lady right next to him, she's watching him do it for a while, and she's like, I'm not going to do that. But she kind of half turned.
Yeah.
But then when the guy did it, he's like, I guess I'm going to, fuck, what's he doing? I guess I'll do it. And so the lady in the white was like, well, shit, if he's doing it, I'm not going to not do it. So then the lady's like, well, shit, I guess I'll turn it all the way around. And you can just watch the process, like, unfold through their eyes.
He, like, drops his trousers and, like, starts smiling weird. They're like, I guess we
fuck, I guess we're doing it.
Although his smile is just an own. Like, that's just a troll. That's just him being like,
yeah. Yeah, that's the big daddy. What do they call
I
him? What's the cool name for Biden?
Oh, what is it? Fuck, what is that cool name that he has?
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Something
cool
Joe?
Joe.
No, it's something like Dark Joe.
Dark
or
Biden.
Dark.
Or something.
Yeah, what is it?
Clan Joe
something
or something?
Cool.
Yeah, what's his cool name?
It is like, yeah, like Dark Biden or something.
Biden, Dark.
What?
He has a nickname. Dark Brandon.
Dark Brandon.
Yes, Dark Brandon.
Wait, what?
Well, yeah. Dude, that this is the layers of, again, going back to the, yeah, like how that was such a thing.
Yeah.
But now we're so covered in irony and layers of, like, social media. Yeah. Like,
let's go, Brandon, Kafifi.
Like, yeah, like, it started with, let's go, Brandon, because it was like a NASCAR event or something, and the crowd was saying, fuck Joe Biden. And the announcers were like, I think they're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Or like there was a racer named Brandon. Yeah.
That turned into a code where people would just say, let's go, Brandon. But what they meant is fuck Joe Biden.
Okay. Yeah.
So then the people that like Biden turned that into like
Dark Brandon.
Well, okay,
back.
Well, then you want, yeah, you let's go, Brandon. Well, what about Dark Brandon? Dark Brandon's back. And
well,
he's
what does
gonna,
that mean?
They give him like the red
I
eyes.
Even, I don't understand how it gets from one
it's
to
like
the next.
It's like a Chad Sigma, like, yeah. You know, like.
What's that mean?
Like, so he's like, when say, we'll play this clip. This will be a Dark Brandon
moment.
This
is a Dark Brandon
moment. His eyes would turn red in the meme and it would be like,
ew. Mr. President, can you tell us, sir, Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir? Do you think the conviction will have an impact on the campaign?
What is happening in this video?
We'd love to hear your thoughts, sir.
Should he be on the ballot, sir?
What the fuck?
He almost nails it that he wanders away.
Yeah,
weird.
He almost, if he did a smoother walk away, but he still half nails
but
it.
But I don't
think
he smiles like he's responding. He's smiling like he can't hear anything, and he thinks it's time to smile.
Because someone did a great, I think I retweeted it.
He's smiling
it.
Like he's not actually smiling. Like, you know when a dog, when a human attributes a dog
it's
smiling?
It's like a Homer
just because a dog's making a face.
Oh, just because they're like, yeah, they're like panting,
just,
basically.
Yeah, making a face. That's kind of what his smile is if he's like, oh, I'm not smiling. I'm just like, my mouth's doing stuff, and you're deciding that it's a smile.
Let me see. I thought I retweeted it. Because there's one, someone synced it up with the classic Britney turn and smile from her concert. I think it's on my feed. Let me get through all my Tom Cruise retweets here first.
When the timeline's this dank, you know.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Oh, wow, it is exactly like
so
that.
Well.
What's your response to that, sir? What's your response to that, sir?
But, yeah, I don't know. That's where we're at. I saw people were upset at Zachary Levy? Levi? I know
he
we
did.
Always ask that question.
He put up a
he supported RFK.
Yeah, an RFK video.
And everyone's like, for fuck's sake. I don't know what that guy should just, whether he believes in something or not, he should just keep it to himself because people clearly just don't like him.
Do you think he's in a bubble and maybe like he doesn't know?
Maybe. I don't imagine.
But
he must be in quite a fucking
backlash.
Thick bubble.
Yeah. He already got the fucking backlash from the last thing he did, right? And then he's like, I'm going to make a polarizing political view.
Yeah, he is dragging Flynn Rider's name through the mud at this point.
I think he kind of half supported Jordan Peterson once. Like he said he was smart. Or was it Jordan Peterson? It was someone like that.
Someone like that that's just going to piss off all the wrong
people. Yeah, it's going to piss off all the wrong people. And then now he's like, I think it was some tweet that was like, you know, I know you don't want to hear. Like he kind
of
knows.
It was one of those things where it's like, I know we don't have a lot of great options, but
yes.
I think this guy is like better than a good option, and he's definitely the best one we've got. Well, something like that.
Well, yeah. What I can say and agree with everyone is shut the fuck up, Zachary Levi. Shut your fucking mouth.
I like him, but I do get like...
I just like the overwhelming response, be like, shut up.
Yeah, everyone's like, shut up. I do like him, but I'm also kind of like, hey, man, you should just like go take a nap for a
disappear
while
for a little bit. Yeah.
Because, yeah, well, he had that rambling video about Black Adam and like the DCU and stuff like that. And he was like, but the thing is, then the Shazam came, and then I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Settle down, guy. But yeah, I don't know. We have to just get ready to just rock the vote. No matter who we got to rock the vote.
Vote or die.
Yeah, vote or die. Yeah, As Diddy said,
vote or die.
And he meant it. Yeah, he literally had like fucking an assault rifle with banana clips in it. And no one realized that wasn't like a fun MTV thing.
Cassie had not filled out her mail-in ballot yet. Yeah. And they were going to make Xerox copies to stuff it in the ballot box.
He's screaming at an ex-girlfriend and MTV thinks he's like pitching ideas.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we do have to, it's moving on from politics, our specialty, you know how we know politics so well, to Venom 3. The Venom 3 trailer came out this week, and your boys are hyped.
I'm hyped. I liked the trailer.
Jeff's actually hyped, though, for some reason.
Because I always think I'm going to like the Venom movies, that it's never good. But
this trailer is as bad as the movie.
No, there's some cool moments. No,
it does feel like they're leaning into every bad thing that the people that like these movies like, though.
Woo! Yeah.
But not in a tongue-in-cheek way where they think they're kind of like in on the joke.
It's bad sense of humor is still there.
It's like, I mean, because especially for people like, for you, Jeff, for people that hate Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool, this is like, this is Tom Hardy being like, well, I'm Ryan Reynolds, this is my Deadpool.
Yeah, but it's not Ryan Reynolds. It's a retarded
guy. But it's like so much worse.
It's like the jock joined theater.
Yeah.
And Roger Klotz is trying to fucking do Hamlet.
Don't we? I think we
the
always
jock Roger Klotz.
We always talk about this. Doesn't he have some pictures with like his cock out or something?
His old MySpace. He was like Ed Hardy guy. Basically,
I forgot until I saw
when Venom pulled
before.
Up, said it's Venom time and Venom all over the place.
Okay,
you wanted those.
I forgot the new that bike riders movie with Tom Hardy. His voice is insane.
No,
again,
every movie he's in, he does an insane voice.
I'm almost positive we looked this up and talked about this, but it erased from my memory. He also does the Venom monster voice too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We looked that up.
Of course he does.
Anyways, Venom 3. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah,
we're
looks
hyped.
Atrocious.
Crying like Kevin Smith.
Yeah, what does Kevin Smith think about this?
You should probably know that I have.
How much
really
of this movie is AI? Most of it.
An unpredictable side to me.
I don't know if AI could replicate the mind of Tom Hardy, though.
Yeah.
Stop speaking. I'm giving you a chance, sweetie.
Say when.
When?
What's so funny is he turns into Venom and then he releases the hounds on these guys. Why does he even need to do that?
It could protect him from the bullets.
Yeah, very true. Good point.
And then, I assume this is like a dog fighting ring or something. And he's let the dogs out.
Yeah, that's right. Who let the dogs out? Venom did. You think they make some sort of joke that?
There should be like him running away with the dogs. Like, who let the dogs out?
They probably
out?
Make like three jokes.
And then it's like, we let the dogs out. Eddie,
why are you asking? You already know the answer, Eddie. It was us. Why are you asking?
Venom fucking rocks. You guys are big homos.
Obamna, Eddie. Eddie Obamna.
Yeah, and it's that video of like the kid doing a backflip in the movie theater. It's me doing a backflip there.
Eddie, blowing ounces of Viff and constantly smoking. High as kites using Rellos.
I thought I'd be like, Eddie, I'm bored. Put on Boopak.
What are you? We are.
We're Venom!
We are.
Venom!
No.
Oh!
Yeah, we are. Venom. We're gonna need to work on that.
I like that he eats their heads.
But he does that in all the movies.
Yeah, but that and one
it looks
when
I but saw it looks it in stupid the, in all the movies.
No.
When I saw it in the theaters, they didn't show that part.
Okay, rated R.
Delicious! You take me to all the finest places.
I need to tell you about.
What does he even say there, by
the
way?
What does he say there?
I don't know what he's saying, like, a majority of the time.
Does he, like, I need a Tylenol or some shit?
Oh, maybe he says, I need a Tylenol.
I need to tell you about.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you deciphered that. Yeah. How did you figure that out?
Wouldn't he need a Tums?
He always knew it was impossible.
Not a Tylenol?
Here.
This is so funny that there's Bowie.
I do. I like their use of the song. It's such classic trailer cliche. Yeah.
The spaceman. The space aliens are coming.
I get it.
And see, because this is like this is the bar from the post credits from Venom 2.
Well, and he has played the role of someone in. Two MCU movies.
Oh, yeah, this guy, yeah, he already played, yeah, he's already
Baron
had,
Mordo in both the Doctor Strange movies.
But, and that's the waiter from the scene, but this bar was supposed to be in the MCU, not in the Venom universe.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand what the fuck they're
maybe
doing.
There's, well, maybe the same thing happened in two timelines?
But also, there's a theory, because you see a quick clip of the guy that played the Lizard in the Andrew Webb or Mark Webb Spider-Man movies. But people are like, supposedly that guy said in an interview he's Dr. Connors in this.
Well, you know what it probably is. You know, I mean, the easy answer probably is that they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because they're Sony, so who gives a shit? So they're just doing whatever.
Yeah, they'll do whatever.
They're just like, who cares? Just, yeah, maybe at one point in time we were going to do something. Now we're not, so who fucking cares?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's our job to make sure that remains a secret.
Let's go get him.
Oh, shit! We are fugitives. On the run. In the shit.
This looks awesome.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean?
Nothing about it.
It's Homeward Bound with Venom.
Not even, like, ironically awesome. Yeah.
What I would say, though, I think it is a testament to how, like, epic music can make something shit look... Not good. It doesn't look good per se, but it tricks you into thinking like,
control the Venom's on the run.
It tricks me into thinking like, this is fucking epic, dude.
Yeah, dude.
This is epic.
It looks like it was filmed in a vacant lot here.
Eddie, so epic fail. Eddie, I love how epic this is. Please come and chime on, Eddie.
The thing I can say about these movies that is like, if they had made a good movie, it would make you happy.
Oh, yeah.
They're consistent.
That's
all
true.
Three of these movies, they have struck.
They're all like the same the exact, level of bad.
They're
yes.
all bad. They're all bad in the same way.
That's
they're all the same kind of bad.
Back of the bone.
And they're always that way. And so they realize, like, even though they're not good movies, they clearly found an audience that likes them. So they said, fuck it. We're going to keep making this movie. And they haven't changed.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not like
what
they
I meant
three,
when...
Like accidentally bad movies, like the Amazing Spider-Man movies, both of them were bad, but they didn't actually remind me of each other at all. They just both happened to be a different bad movies. These are all identically bad.
Well, that's what I meant when I said, like, this has all the dumb shit that Venom fans would love. Like,
because
I get the same impression. Like, this does feel like a natural continuation of these really bad movies.
They're not trying to make better movies. They're trying to make more of the first
movie. In this
movie.
Day and age, what else do we have? The consistency and the level of retardation in the Venom movies. If anything, they're amping the retardation up.
Because a lot of these...
The last scene of this trailer had me ooping and hollering like a damn coyote.
Like, a lot of people would try to make a better movie. They'd say, oh, look at the response. Even though there was positive, let's try and improve. And they said, no. We refuse to improve. We're going to keep making the exact same movie three times in a row. And they nailed it.
The bigger, badder, and badder.
Yeah. My friend.
You mean it?
No!
Vegas!
Eddie Brock!
This is chess!
Hello!
Oh, Vegas.
Well, because even like I hate
these.
We're
supposed to give a shit about this.
Well, that's the thing is I hate these movies, but I'm like, it's the lady from the fucking convenience store.
But they're dancing. But the music tricks you into thinking like this matters.
I was like, this is epic. He ran into her in Vegas.
Yeah, in the movie, it's like, oh yeah. He fucks her.
You have to be
there.
Road tripping. They're in space.
Eddie, my home.
course, it's just some dumb monster.
Yeah, that's the annoying thing. Is it,
like,
just,
why is it not another symbiote?
It's age-old modern, just like big gross thing. Like, there's no design went into this. It's just a big fucking thing.
Bug guy. Yeah. Here comes the bug man.
Yeah, it's just a fucking thing.
There's an army coming that cannot be beaten.
As long as Venom lives, we want it.
Now, everyone thinks this is Peter Parker.
Okay.
And
why?
And I have no idea.
Wait, yeah, no, why?
Supposedly, the early spoilers that came out was that there is like a young Peter Parker involved that Venom has to actually kind of save. Although, they've been saying this since Madam Web. Madam Web kind of had that, but it wasn't like what people thought.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're obsessed with thinking that there's a young Peter Parker in these movies.
Wait, but who would... Am I so Aunt May and then also, I guess, Peter Parker's sister that we all know really well?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Everything will end.
We may not make it out of this alive, buddy.
Eddie, the time has come.
Woo! Yeah! And even the last dance, like, oh my god, shit,
no more
this
Venom?
Is it?
The final Venom?
Are you kidding?
Oh, but then the best part.
But we were just getting going, Venom.
That's the hardest thing about love, learning how to let go.
Very true.
Well, it's funny too.
Hold on,
I know
Venom.
It's supposed to. I know it's supposed to look like symbiote, but it looks like Venom is written in Chrome, like Chrome letters.
Be honest with me.
Oh, yeah.
How fast do you think you can get that thing to go?
Jim over here said, oh, yeah. Like, he forgot this was going
to
happen.
I did forget. I forgot that this is the
one of the
trailer
epic stingers.
Yeah.
Need to find out.
Yeah.
I like how they bring the song back. The song already hit the crescendo.
It looks like shit, too. It looks so bad. It looks like it looks awful.
Hey, look at it. This looks like something in motion to me.
Yeah. It looks like a fucking streaming movie.
Remember when that happened? Didn't this happen in the first Venom when
with
he was on
motorcycle.
His motorcycle?
Yeah, but now it's a horse.
That's
Venom
true.
Horse.
Why did it happen in the first movie? Did his Venom take over the motorcycle?
No, he was just like
keeping him alive.
He was on his hands, I think.
So it's like it was like trying to keep.
They didn't
him alive.
Have a lot of full suit Venom, I think, at the beginning. Now the Venom's the horse.
Damn, we gotta see that in IMAX though.
Oh yeah, you pay like $30 to see Venom.
I accidentally paid to see the first one, and I'm not gonna ironically see the other.
Oh, you'll
two.
Pay.
I saw the second one only because we did a commentary, and I will only
we
see the third
up to
if
see
we
it,
also
but we
do
only
a
buy,
commentary.
Buy a Jim's ticket. You still show. Oh, yeah. We didn't get your ticket.
Quick. Well, it just reminded me of a quick side hustle scam that I pulled. It's not really that big of a scam, but because I have Regal Unlimited. Now, the difference between Regal Unlimited and AMC lets you do any of the formats, but they only let you do 3 movies a week or whatever. Regal lets you do as many movies as you want, but you pay a difference if you do like a premium format, like an IMAX.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go see Bad Boys Ride or Die. And then, but then I looked at it and was like, the theater's not close to full. So I just booked a ticket for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes for free and just walked into the IMAX one.
Oh,
so
nice.
Saved myself $6.
Hell yeah. That's smart. You're not working hard. You're working smart.
Yep. Just picked out a seat. I picked out. They still have social distancing seats for some reason.
What?
So I'm like, I'll sit in
Are
one of
these. Are you sure
handicap
seats?
No, they're marked on when you pick your seat. Like for some reason, there's like 4 rows of 2, like in the back. I don't know if they just don't know how to update their system or anything like that, but they're still blocked off as you can't buy.
Wow,
I know
weird.
There's almost no way this would happen, but if someone actually came in and like checked your ticket, I'd have to like blow my head off. imagine someone's like, are you actually in here? It's like, you're like, oh.
They're pointing the flashlight at you.
That would be the most embarrassing, weird, like...
spend like, what, this is not Kingdom? I'd do that thing. What? Is this Kingdom?
Well,
the
I showed
of the
up
Apes?
To a movie with Jim that I thought he was inviting me to a different way
That's
than
right.
he did.
Yes.
And he was just telling me the movie was happening. And I thought he was saying, hey, this is a movie that I got us tickets for.
Like a, because usually the.
Because it was
AMC
at the theater
does pre-screenings.
Yeah. Yes. And it was for a new movie, and it was at the theater we always go to for those. So I thought that's what it was. So I showed up, didn't have a ticket, but I just told the guy at the front, like, oh, I'm with them. And they're like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
Because why would someone just say that? So they let me. Then I sat down, and I'm like, and then
the guilt
came,
would haunt me.
It became real that.
Because he was sitting in some other girl's seat,
yeah,
though.
Cause yeah, because I'm like, Jim, wait, I'm confused. And then we realized, oh.
Because
no,
I was like,
Mike,
wait, did
not
you not
happened.
Buy a ticket?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I thought you invited me.
I'm like, oh,
for
no,
this
was just like a pre-screening that you buy tickets for. This was not like one of the free early screenings or whatever.
So I sat thinking, like, we'll see how it goes. But I had my AMC, whatever, like all access pass or something in my pocket for when inevitably someone, I was like, maybe someone will see me in the seat and they'll get cucked out.
And she almost did. This young girl did get cucked out. Like, he was in her seat, but she just sat next to him.
Yeah.
Then and she didn't say anything until someone came and was like, hey, you're in my seat.
Yeah, you're in my seat. Oh, then shit. She mentioned it to me. So then
where are those
I
people on the plane that we hated?
Oh, yeah.
So then I bought a ticket and then went and sat in the seat behind Jim.
Damn.
Yeah. The but shame. I didn't know. It
well,
was
did
an
they give you a poster, too? Because it was one of those where they gave you like a poster
and
a pin. It's so funny because I go up to the ticket guy. He scans my phone. It clearly has two tickets. And Stella and I walk in. He gives us posters and pins. And Mike's like, can I get one?
Yeah, I'm with him.
And the guy was like, okay.
Yeah, just gave him to me.
I mean, yeah, that's what I would do in that situation.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I wasn't even trying to get away with anything. I was accidentally acting as if.
Hey, can I have one? Fuck it. Nothing matters.
Yeah, fuck it.
Why don't you just go fucking in there? Why don't you lie about what movie you're seeing and seeing another one?
Who's on the line?
Obama.
Obama.
Hey, what's up, Obama?
It's DB Def. Sorry for the call, but you guys are talking movie theaters and tickets and sneaking in and how much it costs. And back in the day when we didn't have the cell phones, it was like, let's go to the movies. And I just told somebody today about a story about how I've got all my movie tickets, and I'm putting them into a folder, and I've got like stuff from like 1988 that big, you know, up onto the Hellraiser and into the 90s.
Hell yeah.
So wait, where do you have them now? Are they in a folder now?
I still have them. I haven't finished.
Yeah. You're making like a scrapbook. You're making
are
a
they
scrapbook
just like
of
in
movie
a,
tickets.
Yeah, are they just in like a junk drawer or something? Where do you keep them?
No. There's these old they call them magnetic pages, but they were just like sticky pages that you would put your pictures in, and then you put it in a three-ring binder.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so some old physical non-binary, you know, non-digital... analog bullshit that we had to do back when we listened to Walkmans and all that. You know what? I gotta go.
All right, man.
Later, dude. Thank you. There are people that are bummed. I have seen a growing sentiment of people that are bummed that a lot of places don't do paper tickets like at all anymore. Because they still like save their stubs.
Weird. I don't know. Like, I'm always like, because my mom's stoked when like I take her to a movie. That's her like feeling very special. So she likes hanging on to those. But they'll always rip a stub and give me a stub.
Yeah,
I
know
in.
Here usually because even
I
like
get a Violent Nature stub. I got a receipt basically.
Huh.
Yeah, because here at the Regal, even if I order it in the app, I mean, I could still go to the machine and have it printed. But I've just seen people online mention that like their theater does
weird.
Like nothing.
Because
yeah,
when I walk
digital.
In, they scan it. It prints out. They rip off the receipt part and give you the ticket part.
And at the Regal I go to, sometimes there's just no one even there to scan you in. So, because sometimes I'm like waiting, and then other times I'm like, fuck you, I'm just walking
at
in.
My
I'm
close
not
AMC,
waiting around.
Yeah. They make the guy at the, like, can see the outside ticket counter also, like, walk over to, like, a counter that's sort of inside.
Yeah.
And if he's busy and I walk in, like, I go there so often. I just walk in. Like, I'm not getting away with anything. If someone were to walk up,
I mean,
I'd show
I have
them my
a ticket,
ticket.
But
yeah.
I'm also, sometimes I'm like, I'm not waiting for you to do your job.
Yeah.
It's like, and they, it's like, even the one I have, they have the ticket booth, but I guess I get why they don't use it because most people use the app or the machines anyways. But then if you do want to buy a ticket, you have to go to concessions, which makes the concession line longer.
Oh,
because
weird.
Now if you wanted to get like popcorn or soda or something, you're just in line with other people trying to buy tickets. But also, fuck those people that can't just go to the stupid kiosk and buy one or buy one in their phone.
Dude, I this is kind of an aside, but it reminded me, like, I am not one of those people that's like, fuck movie theaters. They suck. They're loud. They're smelly. Everyone's an idiot. Like, I'm not like that. Like, I've had mostly good experiences in theaters. Seeing It fucking sucked.
What, just the overall, like, theatrical
dude,
experience?
Dude, it was packed with lots of little kids. And I know it's obvious in retrospect.
Yeah,
I didn't,
it's a family movie.
Yeah, I didn't think of that as a, let's bring all our kids to this movie. Like, of course it is. But, like, and it didn't occur to me. Like, to me, that's like, it was like the crowd you'd see at like a Pixar movie. And dude, no one gave a fuck. These kids just fucking yelled and talked the entire movie. The kids to the right of me were like fed up with the fact that they were at a movie and had to even pay attention. So they're just always sitting in their chairs like, nah, nah. Or they'd be like, oh, okay. And then the mom would be like, shh. And but about nothing.
Just sarcastic.
Like, just a regular thing that happens. And then the kid would just be like, oh, really? And the mom seemed like a bitch though. So, or else I would have been like, hey, can you ask your kids to please stop talking? They've been doing like literally every 5 minutes throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
But she was clearly a huge bitch. So I was like, if I do that, it's just going to make it worse for myself.
Yeah,
so I'm just not going to bother. But like the way a lot of people talk about movie theaters, I just haven't really run into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But man, seeing If was a fucking chore at times when like just a theater full of fucking people that would not shut the fuck up, acting like they didn't even want to be there. And it's like, why is this what a movie is right now?
Yeah, I'm similar. Like I go a lot and I usually don't have rough experiences every now and then.
It's an exception.
When I saw Candyman, like that was kind of shit. Although when I saw In a Violent...
I wonder why.
When I saw In a Violent Nature a couple weeks, or it was only, I guess, a week and a half ago, whenever it was, it was like a Wednesday early screening, so it was packed because I don't think it was even doing Thursday screenings. And like Jeff had mentioned, it's only playing at like other kind of further away theaters. So it was pretty packed. And I was initially sat down, the seat next to me was empty and there was another guy on the other side. But then like right as the movie was starting, his girlfriend came and sat down and she sat in between us.
Mm-hmm.
But then during the movie, a few times she kept taking her phone out, but not in a like, I know sometimes people are either checking real quick on a text or what time it is
just
or something.
Just took out to use it.
No, she was like actually like kind of using her phone.
I forgot to mention, and there were kids around me.
I get
me.
It, though.
Parents,
I saw the movie.
The parents would give their kids phones when they were like, I'm sick of this movie, and they'd literally give them a phone. The girl next to me at one point in time was just watching fucking YouTube.
It's like the movie hadn't even been on that long.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I going to have to get into a fight with this fucking guy because I'm going to have to say, hey, can you put your fucking phone away?
Exactly.
Or if you need to go check it, get the fuck, like, go step in the hallway or some shit.
Well, and you used to feel like you had the moral high ground to do that, but nowadays, no one gives a fuck and everyone's just ready to fucking square up over nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, I literally thought, like, is it even worth saying, hey, you dumb bitch, you've got 9 kids with you and all of them have been loud the entire time? Like, you're, like, is it even worth mentioning, like, hey, you should probably make sure your kids aren't like being super loud the whole time, right? Like you'd have the moral high ground back in the day, and it just feels like nowadays people are like, nope, I don't give a fuck. She'd just be like, this is a break for me, fuck you. Like you want to fucking your kids, but what do you want them to do? You
I
want
bought
them to,
my ticket.
Yeah.
Watch my children. That is not my.
And for the
That's
record,
my child.
For the record, it wasn't a black lady. That's not why I used that voice. It was a white lady.
Okay, but it was like, well, you know, like a Vicky,
Danielle Bregoli.
A Danielle Bregoli, Vicky, what's
a
her
bad
name?
Bad baby.
It just seemed like a bad mom, honestly. She seemed like she was just like
Kristen Bell.
Yes.
Does that mean that movie? Bad Mom?
I think it was like Cameron Diaz, sort of. But it was just like she was just like a shitty mom who didn't give a shit about anything.
Like, it did get to that point where like, because usually I'm not going to just fucking confront someone.
Mm-hmm.
It
has to get to the point where you feel
like
it's time.
I think it was like maybe 3 times, and I was like, if this happens again, I'm gonna have to say, hey, can you not fucking do that?
Yeah.
But then it didn't happen again for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, it's annoying. But like, again, that's still the exception for me. So like, having had that experience, I now understand why the people that do feel like that's their normal experience don't want to go to theaters anymore. Because I had it happen once, and I was like, oh, Jesus, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, and I guess in those people's defense, like, those people probably go, like, once every 6 months or something.
Sure.
So if it happens to happen, like, the one time they go, then they're like, oh, the movies suck.
Like, it's
It's always fucking people talking or on their phones.
Well, like, I hear the Red Letter Media guys talk about that a lot.
Jerking off. Oh, yeah, they have, like, I haven't watched their new video. They have a new video about, like, the death of theaters or something.
Yeah, I did watch
that.
It's good. Yeah, he kind of does, like, he's not being Plinkett, but it's like a Plinkett-style breakdown of theaters. But
have
just
they
in
done an In the Void video before? Or is that the first in this? In
I think there's like three
style.
Others. There's okay. like three others. But yeah, just in general, they have a running thing of talking about how movie theaters are loud and smelly and suck and are bad. And I always just chalked it up to them having a bad like movie theater.
Well, plus they live in a shithole part of the country, anyways, don't they?
Yeah,
like Minnesota.
Yeah,
they're like or like Wisconsin.
Yeah,
something
Wisconsin.
Like that.
But yeah, just in general, I don't run into that almost ever. Like whether the theater's super full or not, like because we go to the downtown AMC one, and that's like, I mean, I don't really think there's another theater I would go to that's bigger than some of like some of those auditoriums are fucking huge, especially like the Dolby one.
Yeah,
Dolby
that's a nice
one is
theater.
Enormous, even for like recliner seats and they don't have recliner seats in there. That's probably why. You fit so many people, but they're fucking huge. And even then, you don't really run into it. It really is only like you'd think it would happen more often. But when it did, man, it was like, oh, what the fuck is going on?
To retort, DB Deathlord says Wisconsin's cool.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, are you talking about Wisconsin head. Death Trip by
call
Static
in, DB
X?
Death.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Call in, please.
Yeah.
That's what becoming one of my new favorite bits.
What, call in?
DB Deathlord calling in.
What else? What else is popping these days?
I just got Static X stuck in my brain.
Because
of Wisconsin Death Trip.
I'm not familiar.
It's the album that like...
Or Static X, did they do the song Push It? Or is
yeah,
it
that's
someone
the song
else?
I was singing.
Push it.
An excellent point. All right,
I'll push it.
Wisconsin, push it.
Yeah, I think it's off of Wisconsin Death Trip, and that's why it's the thing that was in my head.
Are they from Wisconsin?
I think it's just a Bronson Death Trip play on words.
What's Bronson Death Trip?
Or Don Bronson Death Wish?
Death Wish. Oh.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. You got like the Tool video too.
Yeah, I think this guy's dead, right? Wayne Static died.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if this was the guy that was dead or went to jail for kiddie porn. But that was a different band, right?
Yeah,
I think he's dead, and one of the guitarists went to jail for kiddie porn. I think.
Yeah, you ever think you got
Wasn't there a singer?
There is a singer, Lost Prophets.
Lost Prophets. Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah,
Lost Prophets. You can't understand a word he's saying, and he's got crazy hair.
Yeah, and he's got the braided beard, too.
Yeah. And then
they need to bring this back.
Yeah, they do.
We need more bands like this. We need more
bands
like this.
Are
well, then there's
like
the girl that's like, I see it.
I feel it.
Yeah,
yeah. I see it.
Oh, I feel it. Yeah, I don't even really remember the song, and I know exactly.
Static X, baby.
I see it. You feel it. You see it.
Let's go Static X. Fuck yeah.
Static X. Right, yeah. You know what?
Knocked Loose is the new Static.
We're a new metal aficionado group here. We are not above.
You loved it before TikTok got a hold of it. Now TikTok got a hold of it.
Is TikTok bringing back new metal?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, Deftones, all that shit.
I haven't
shit.
Seen that in my algo, really.
Yeah, that's what the Zoomers like now.
I'm not above admitting that new metal was a time and a place, but it's when I was in my youth, and I look back on it fondly.
People are often saying that about you.
Yeah,
that you're not afraid to say that you look back on new
metal. No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to admit that I like new metal.
To love and to hold new metal, I contain multitudes of
Static
fans.
X, one of the bands that I used to listen to.
Static X, push it.
They say not to listen to it. I don't agree.
I see it.
I'll keep listening to that garbage.
It.
like garbage. The band. I'm Eddie Brock.
Band's garbage. Eddie. I'll Eddie. Listen to it forever.
Listen to Static X, Eddie.
Eddie, push it. I feel it and I need it.
Hey, Alexa, play Static X. Push it. He's like fighting goons. That would be a perfect.
That would be a fucking yes.
Static. A perfect. I check and make sure it's not on all the Venom soundtracks. Yeah. It might be on both of them. Your Venom. Your Venom.
Well, it does feel like the new metal crowd was always the crowd that loved Venom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even before the movies. Yeah, because yeah. He's extreme.
Wrestling fans.
He's extreme
and
in
yeah,
your
new
face.
Metal guys, yeah.
Yeah, do wrestling fans still like new metal? They must,
oh,
right?
They never stop.
Older ones do.
Yeah, they gotta.
Bah, you're Triple H. Bah, you're The Rock.
He has different versions.
Cerebro Assassin.
Cerebro Assassin.
I saw this. I didn't watch any of these videos, but I saw this going around this week. The guy with the suspended license.
Oh, yeah.
That was in his Zoom court, but driving. But there's like, based off the headlines, it feels like there are layers to this shit.
Okay. I'm ready to follow you down this.
But this, I think, was the initial video. But also, I feel like, I mean, I don't know how calculated this is. But I feel like people try to have, like judges try to have a viral Zoom video. That's kind of a thing that I see pop up around these days.
Maybe it's good PR for like election season. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I liked you. You handled something this way. Or, oh, I remember you. Because here's the thing. No one knows who any of these people are.
Yeah.
So any awareness is probably good for them.
It's funny how they have like, they have a wide shot of him. And then what, just like his laptop shot
Yeah, why
as
do
well?
They have two? Yeah.
Calls case, People versus Corey Harris.
I'm Ed Siller on behalf of Pittsfield Township.
Okay, that's just
Assistant
around.
Public Defender Natalie Tate for Mr. Harris, who should be present via Zoom.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So I'll just give me 1 second. I'm parking.
Can
right
you now. Really just do this for court now?
Yeah. Since COVID, they did Zoom court.
He seems retarded because he thinks they're annoyed that he's driving because he shouldn't be driving while he should be like
on the phone.
Sir,
yeah.
You should be paying attention to us. You're not, and he's like, I'm sorry, I know. I should be paying more attention. Not that like he's there for a fucking suspended license and he's in his car going somewhere. Like he's even misunderstanding why
it
they're...
It looks like he accidentally picked up the call. He first gets out there, he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, was he not aware his Zoom court was coming up?
I guess he thought he could make it in time to not be driving and then what, get in the passenger seat?
I mean, Zoom court, yeah, it's crazy that they're still even letting them do it.
Yeah, no, Jukane in the YouTube chat, he's not driving, he's traveling. That's like what the sovereign citizens always say. They're like, let me see your license. It's like, I don't have to show it to you. I'm not driving, I'm traveling. Shut up.
No.
Hey. All right, I'm parked, ready for court.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
I'm here.
All right. What are we doing?
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter. Possibly 2 to 4
this
weeks.
This poor lady has to defend this guy. She goes, hi, I'm the public defender for the guy
driving
his car. We'd like you to throw this out. Oh, God.
I mean, this is Allie McBeal over here. What a fox.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pull through this drive-thru real quick. I'm hungry.
Okay.
I'm reviewing the 7-Eleven double pepperoni
pizza.
He's
doing a video review. Eating it.
This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving.
Throw that out.
And he didn't have a license.
Let me get this straight. Yeah, this poor girl, because she's like clearly walking up to the podium to try and help this guy out.
The charges, Your Honor, yes.
No, I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
They arrest her. All right, they put a handcuffs on her.
Now, the sheriff guy walks off camera from the court, but all of a sudden he's in the back seat of the car. It's like a ghost. He just arrives.
Yeah, he just parked outside the courthouse. Oh, one question.
He's not even trying to defend himself. Does he know why he's an idiot yet?
Isn't about that doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I love how everyone's just in stunned silence, even the guy.
Yeah, no one knows that even around.
Hello?
Shit.
One minute, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, we're just baffled by what you just did to me. Sorry.
You really put me in a hard...
Sorry, we're just triangulating your position so we can snipe you.
Yeah, my bad. I was trying to help you out, and then you did this, so now we're just trying to get rid of you.
Pink mist all over the camera. All right, we'll go settle this case now. We got Corey Harris.
We've sent the equalizer to your location.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is turning himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today.
Damn.
Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
What?
That could have gone worse.
Oh, damn. Was it because I was driving? Damn.
It's because I'm black, ain't it?
Damn.
And all his kids are like, I'm getting arrested.
I should have rescheduled my optometrist appointment. Yeah.
Yeah. Not Unk driving on his Zoom court.
Because then I saw them try to save his ass, just saying there's some other bullshit with
Thank
it.
You.
And then
you
they just also
No, yeah, them. That's what I was going to say. There's layers to this because... Well, there's two different updates, but
yeah,
they're...
Yeah, because then one update says there isn't layers to it, so I don't know.
Well, but again...
No, that's
that,
what I mean. Like, it's like...
She was ready to try and get this guy off. She was like, really? Like, she was like, we should throw this out. And the judge was like, about to listen to her, and then he pops up on screen in a fucking car. And she's
like
just
like... Mario Kart?
Well, I got nothing. Your Honor, I'm not even going to finish my sentence.
Well, because this headline tries to run it back for him, and it says that... There was a clerical error. His suspension should have been lifted 2 years ago. But I mean, spoilers, there's another update that negates all this. But let's see what they get into here.
7 News Detroit is getting to the bottom of what's been an ordeal for Corey Harris of Detroit.
You've probably seen the viral video by now. It's gone around the country. He was the man seen driving during a virtual court hearing in Washtenaw County for driving on a suspended license. 7 News reporter Kimberly.
I love how he's clueless in every shot of him.
It's just his bottom teeth in every shot. He really is. And then like his response to go to jail at 6 p.m. is like, dang.
Fuck again.
Damn. Man.
Imagine having that response like turn yourself into jail.
He's, like, he's doing the response you do when like you pull in your parking spot and realize like, ah, shit, I forgot the thing at the store I was supposed to get.
Yeah, I forgot my favorite cup at home. Not like, fuck, my life's over.
Harris down, who is adamant that the suspension should have been lifted more than 2 years ago.
Well, tonight, Kim is
back. Okay, this headline's based off what he's saying. All right, so now it makes sense that this is not true at all.
On the story with information that could help a lot of people facing a similar situation.
Trying to get to the bottom of why Corey Harris's driver's license is still suspended for child support.
What a
has
crazy
been incredibly
voice.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I was just thinking, that's not really, it's like almost a smoker's voice, but not really.
Yeah, it's
Jim,
like after you.
I'm a lady and I'm talking about this man's suspended license.
Hey, what's up, guys? There's something behind this man's suspended license.
Obama.
I've got sneakers.
Obama.
For 2 days now, I've been trying to ask anyone
in
Saginaw County,
we got you, bitch.
What could have gone wrong, and still no answers.
They were supposed to have been lifted it 2 years ago, but they didn't.
Detroit Corey Harris is talking about the Saginaw County friend of the court suspending his job.
Yeah, ABC 7 made the biggest mistake ever because it seems like they ran with this lead based off of the guy's word.
He called them from prison.
They supposed to have been not doing it.
Well, according to him, they supposed to have been done it.
They're sitting in there like, well, you know what? We saw him be retarded, and then he said what he told us in a retarded way.
When
I think we might have to fucking follow this and see where it goes.
When reached, he didn't know Wagwan.
It's even better because it's because he didn't pay his child support.
Oh, yeah, he makes himself look worse here. By that. No, the real charge was I'm a deadbeat.
You guys don't realize.
It's been 14 years. He hasn't paid his child support.
He claims that he's actually a ghost, and you can't accuse a ghost of any type of crime.
Ah, yes, the news. I love checking out the news.
Hey,
yo, guys, it's me, the news.
Child support, something he says he resolved 2.5 years ago, and a judge in Saginaw County rescinded that suspension,
right,
allowing Harris to drive again.
All right, so all right, stop yelling.
When Pittsburgh Township Police cited him in October for driving on a suspended license.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right.
I like that he like backs into his face too.
Yes, I am.
This is the video of the virtual.
It's funny how like confident he is, kind of.
Yeah. He has. He really was like, oh, damn it, they're gonna think this is bad form because I'm still driving. Yeah. Meaning I'm still in motion. I should be parked. Not I shouldn't be in a car because of the reason my court date is.
Now I wonder, is this premeditated where he's trying to throw it in their face, you know, because he's like, you know what? They rescinded this.
That's what you do. No, that's 100% what you do is you are like trying to get to the place.
Yeah.
And maybe he thought he had an extra 10 minutes. Let's throw him a bone and say that his window was like, sir, you need to be ready between 8:30 and 9. And it's like 8:37. So he thought he had more of the window. Turns out he was on the front. Let's pretend. Yeah. So he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to pick it up. This isn't weird. Nothing I'm doing is weird.
Look how natural I am and comfortable.
He like shuffles into the passenger seat. It's just like rolling off.
I'm going to make sure I'm just riding along. Let you guys know like, oh, look, don't worry. I'm just about to do it. All right, let's get to it. Like he's just trying to like roll with it. Like it's not a big deal.
All right. What were you saying? I have to go to jail at 6 p.m.
Dang it. Shit.
After a judge ordered Harris to jail for driving with a suspended license.
If he drives there, do they slap more charges on him?
Who knows? Because remember that guy that kept getting tickets and he had to suspend his license and he drove to court?
He was in like a tiny town though. And then that's why.
But then remember he's telling the reporter to go fuck himself and shit. Like, oh, fuck you, snitch ass.
I love that the judge doesn't even for a second consider any other option other than like, stunned silence, and then like, this is done. He has to report to prison.
Come to jail, or else we're going to come get you, and you'll get even more jail.
Harris admits he was driving to get his wife to the doctor, but what he can't understand is why his license was still suspended 2.5 years after the judge ordered it lifted. The Saginaw County friend of the court has not responded to our calls.
Notwithstanding, you knew that's what the court date was for.
For the Secretary of State,
iota of planning.
Never sent over a clearance in 2022.
Hello?
1 minute, Mr. Harris.
Sometimes it's as simple as...
Although the thing is, that could definitely happen, though.
Yeah.
Where one...
But you shouldn't be surprised.
Well, no, but I would be surprised if, like, a judge was like, you know what? We're going to rescind this. You're all set. You're ready to drive now. But then just because they don't file the specific paper, but, like, it has nothing... Like, it's not something you have to bring somewhere. Like,
but
they're
supposed to
do.
He knows what his court date's for. Yeah. So
well, he knows
least,
this court date... Was because he was fighting it because he got pulled over and he got a court date because he has a suspended license. But you're right, he probably shouldn't have been on the fucking. But I just mean
because you
I
know
could
what
see
you're
this,
going there for.
But still, I could still see this happening where you're like, just you're fucked over because people don't give a shit
that
about their
sense.
Jobs.
That side of it, I'm not even arguing with. Is like if he got dicked over because of a clerical error, fair enough.
Yeah.
At the same time. You know what your court date's for. Don't show up in a fucking, like driving a car. Like that's,
or just that don't answer. Yeah. Hop in the passenger seat. Oh, my wife is just driving I'm with my wife. Yeah. She's driving.
Or pull over and be like, the signal didn't work. Because there's no way they call once and go, you're fucked forever.
What is this thing people do where they blur out their backgrounds? Is it just
it's an office? Everyone in my office did it too.
Well, no, people at my work do it too, but like I don't care. I don't do it. Like, are people either ashamed or are they worried that something is gonna not?
I think they're ashamed because there are people that don't have messy rooms or bad backgrounds that blur it out anyway.
Yeah,
I don't know. Got me
nice shame spiral, lady.
Yeah.
She's ashamed of all the porno books on her shelves behind her.
She looks like Mr. Krabs in that meme when it's like swirling around.
We'd like to ask you about all the pornography behind you.
Yeah, Dead Men Die in the chat. That's a Muppet face. It kind of is. It does look like a Muppet face.
When they make human guys.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
We didn't, the Secretary of State's office did not get a clearance from the court that everything was done, but something happened in the wires.
Keela Crane is the deputy legal director. Keela
Crane! Yeah, Keela Crane on the ones and twos.
Damn, did you hear who's going to be at the gathering this year? Keela Crane!
Yeah,
on the crazy clown stage.
From the Secretary of State's office, Keela Crane!
She's in an underground rap duo with Smell P.
State, and she urges anyone who has a suspended license to take advantage of their road to restoration clinics held around the state to help people get their license back because the process can be complicated.
Sometimes it is that the resident just does not know.
Boring. How about we just make it less complicated then? How about they just tell you exactly what you need to do?
Jim, then you'd need to fix something that only bureaucrats can do. That ain't going to happen.
How about we have some sort of stable infrastructure? Infrastructure.
Infrastructure. Obama.
Infrastructure with an M.
What they need to do. And that's why we provide that one-on-one consultation with the resident to help them understand what they need to do.
What we may never know is why the prosecutor in Pittsfield Township or Harris's public defender could not get this resolved months ago before he landed in jail. His attorney's office declining to comment.
Motherfucker, I live in Hogback.
Type of ties that I have with the church and the community is very embarrassing.
Kimberly Craig, 7 News, Detroit. Hopefully.
Plus, he's just all over the internet, too. Everyone's talking about what an idiot
looking
he is.
Looking like a dope. Because, again, even if he's in the right as far as his license shouldn't be revoked, he's still in the wrong for, like, doing the stupid thing. Like, here's the thing. If cops show up to your house and they said, we heard, the neighbor said they heard you hitting your wife. That's why we're here. And then your wife goes, he was hitting me because she's just being a dumb bitch. And then they write you a ticket and you have to go to court. And you find a video of the exact moment beforehand where you're not hitting your wife.
Yeah.
And you undeniable proof that it didn't happen. You don't then show up to the court date with a shirt that says, bitches ain't shit or something, right? Like, because that makes you stupid.
Well, the only thing I could think of.
I'm here to dispute my beat my wife ticket.
I'm just saying, like, you don't show up for the thing. Like,
all right, we're
looking,
your ticket.
Looking like that guy, whether it's true
but
or not.
The only thing I could think of, though, is like, people have faith in the system. Like, hey, this was already taken care of. I'm okay to drive. But to your point, you don't then show up to your suspended license hearing driving on video.
Yes.
But then also the other side of this is they have this headline on the 3rd, and then 2 days later there's a headline that's like, he never even had a license.
I believe that headline based on that guy's face.
That one makes way more sense.
Because, that's the only other weird missing thing is that even if a judge, like, rescinded the order and then forgot to file the paperwork, you would think somewhere in the middle of that you would have had to have gone to the DMV to at least get, like, if you had a suspended license, it was suspended in 2010, and then in 2022 they supposedly rescinded it. You would think you have to then go to the DMV to get your license.
But Jim, the loophole is if you're a naive retard.
Yeah. I think he was just like,
magic just makes it work again.
He was just like, judge said I can drive. Let's go.
Yeah, you get like in the Wacky Cars movie.
Is yet another twist in the case of a man who made a virtual court appearance while driving.
Never had a license ever.
What the judge said was a suspended license. Well, here's the moment that went viral last week.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Ashley, I'm pulling into my doctor's office.
I'm actually pulling in.
I'm parking technically.
Right. Yeah. The ticket never said no parking.
Yeah. Maybe the colloquial driving, I suppose.
It is crazy though that like
a crazy word, driving? Just going down.
No one tries to manage the situation. Everyone just goes completely quiet.
Because there's nothing to manage. He should have started singing like, "I'm so sorry for driving."
1 second.
Washtenaw County Judge Cedric Simpson told Harris to turn himself into police. Then came a USA Today report claiming Harris's license was supposed to have been reinstated in January of 2022, but wasn't due to a clerical error. Well, today in court, the judge said that reinstatement applied to Harris's driving privileges in Michigan, not his actual driver's license.
He has never had a Michigan license.
ever, and has never had a license in the other 49
this
states
guy's loving this.
That form up this great union.
So not even so even just never had it. Not yeah. even enough because I thought they were going to say, you know, he used to live in Illinois yeah. or some shit.
He's been on that one. That one expired.
But he's like, no, he never had a license here, and he never had a license in any other 49 states.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
He's got a Chinese driver's license.
But that he could pull the reverse Uno card though and be like, if I never had a license, then would it just suspend?
Oh, shit. But this guy gets that because he goes like, no. We suspended your ability
Your privileges.
Yeah, your privileges. And so like he answers the question I would have had otherwise.
Your Honor, he's right.
He has never had a Michigan license, ever. And has never had a license in the other 49 states and commonwealths that form up this great union. He has never had a license. In point of fact, when they suspended his license, and what people don't understand, when they suspended his license in Saginaw, they don't suspend the license. They suspend the privilege.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. He's getting ahead of that because he knew the guy was going to hit him with it.
Because that's the thing that all of us were wondering is, what was the error? Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, that like instantly clarifies everything. And then this guy can go and be in the high school band recital that he's going to be in after he takes off his robe.
Get his ass.
Driving the state.
How about that? Harris told the judge he wasn't able to get to
his secretary. His says, trust me.
Trust me. Awesome. I'm dumb.
Hey, trust me. I'm a fucking idiot.
I'm a fucking retard, baby. Don't put me in prison. They'll leave me alive.
They said, my wife said, wear a suit. I said, nah.
Yeah, hell nah. My wife said, dress up. I was like, all right.
I'll wear my lucky shirt.
State branch to take care of his suspension because he was laid up from a car accident, but the judge said that's not true because there's a record Harris actually did go to the Secretary of State's office last December.
Say you got hurt a different way. Say you got hurt any other way.
Well, I was reckless driving, drunk.
I miss the details. What's going on?
Was laid up from a car accident, but the judge said that's not true because there's a record Harris actually did go to the Secretary of State's office last December to get a new Michigan ID. Harris's attorney.
Oh, so he so he just didn't do the extra like pay the extra $40 bucks and take the computer exam
he
or whatever.
He got the state identification card, but not a driver's license.
Yeah, it's not much more effort to just get your license because they probably wouldn't even have made him.
So this man, how much do you think a lot of effort is?
Because they probably wouldn't even have made him do the driving test. They probably just would have gave him the actual driving with an instructor one. They probably just would have had him fill out a quick paper test.
Assured the judge the matter would be taken care of today. He was given a low bond so that he could go free.
Letting this fucking criminal back out on the streets?
Piece of shit on the street.
Kidding me?
He's going to go get in another car accident.
He leaves, immediately starts driving Uber. They're like, no!
What is it, airplane?
I think it's like the plane's about to crash into the studio.
It does sound close.
It's super low and...
Now you got me scared.
It's so loud, and it's been loud for a long time.
Let's check Twitter.
Let's see if they pass.
It's a nuclear blast.
Yeah, that'd be great for the show.
We turn into skeletons.
If all of a sudden
we're the skeleton in Terminator 2 holding onto the fence.
If we become the emergency broadcast.
Yeah.
People of Earth.
How much funnier would it be if those just like a single engine plane hit your house?
No, it's a Donnie Darko, bro.
Yeah, Donnie Darko.
I was thinking
engine.
Donnie Darko.
Not even that, like a small plane.
Propeller plane. It sounds like you're getting further away now.
No, but but it was so loud for so long.
I wasn't even scared.
I got a little scared once Mike pointed it out.
It's getting loud.
It's coming back.
It's trying to circle. He heard us talking shit. I heard you was talking shit.
It's the rapture.
It's getting loud again. What the fuck is that?
It's. I think it's the angry incel behind the moon.
He's coming for us.
I think it's just his hand is getting closer and closer to the planet.
Let's check the old X.
Is this coming up? Can they hear it? Can they hear it on the microphone? Now it's getting farther away again. Mike's going outside. Mike's scared.
No, they dropped it on Ohio.
What'd they drop on it?
It's Bupak flying from the heavens to save us from the moon, incel.
Yeah, it could be Bupak. High in the sky with Bupak Shakur. Mike, it left. It left, Mike.
Was he going to, like, look for a plane?
Yeah, he's going to point at it. It's like, don't you fucking dare.
Well, what a dumbass. Now that he's not here, dumbass Mike going outside to go look for a plane.
A second plane just hit the Las Vegas sphere.
Yeah.
No, the sphere.
President Biden, a second plane has hit Jim and them.
They hit Sphere 8. There's all these other spheres we never knew about.
All right, it's gone now. Mike's still looking up in the sky for it.
Yeah, he can't admit that he's dumb. He says to wait to come in. No, there was like a plane and it landed.
All right. Well, that's a part one.
We'll find out part two if the plane's
Yeah, we'll be
there.
Back. Yeah, if we're not back for part two, that means a plane killed us.
Jim, Jeff, Mike, the marathon of strings. 32 hours with nobility to sleep. Eyes bloodshot, sanity starts to fray. Reality bends as night becomes day. The ghost of Trump creeping through the feet. Possessing minds through the lack of sleep. Jim and them in the grip of a ghost. Deprived souls becoming the host. Trump's spirit is slowly taking their minds. String up our madness, sanity left behind. Jeff starts speaking with his signature sneer. Echoes of reality quickly disappear. Mike lost it from Jim's jump scare. During scary stories with Stella and Caesar were there. Views coming high, cash pouring in. Audience thrilled by the possessed within. Sounding like Trump, say who's on the line. Jim and them in the grip of a ghost. Sleep deprived souls becoming the host. Trump spirit jangling keys to the mind. Stream of thought madness, sanity left behind. Through the power of Bupac, Trump's ghost went away. And through the power of friendship, they're streaming on the stage. That's okay, though, part of the plan. Soon you'll see the boys on their trip to Japan. On the trip to Japan.
Down in the harbor, where the cornfields grow. Jim and them, down in the harbor, where the cornfields grow. Jim and them were singing songs, feeling low. But one fateful night, they got a heavenly invite to meet Bupac Shakur. Way up in the sky, with ounces of pith and rillos in hand, they sparked it up and passed it round just as planned. Blowing smoke like kites, they were high as can be, enjoying the paradise for eternity. High in the sky with Bupac Shakur. Good vibes to tell.
Family and I were reaching this
my God. I just thought they were high as can be, enjoying the paradise for eternity.
My family and I were waiting.
High in the sky with Boo Park Chico. Blowing ounces of piff and feeling pure.
Feel so high.
While the boy blue suffers down in hell. We'll keep on smoking, catching good vibes to tell. Stars and a hip hop.
It's game time, we're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the way, he's the man of the hour. With his wit and charm, he's got the power. Ian is there too, and he's the second host. But Jim is the leader who handles the most. Ethan is there, and he don't need to boast. While Ian's in his house that is haunted with ghosts. Let's rock and roll. The gym on the mic, we're ready to go. In man's in the mix, he's got something to say. Join the party, it's game time all day. His lights are staying tall and strong. Voices heard, said loud and long. Jim's the inventor, the mastermind behind it all. Bringing truth and justice,
standing tall
on the show. Just remember the rules. No Rick Rolls, those are just for fools. We're talking food, just take a bite. There is only one thing to drink, and that's Coors Light. Game time, let's rock and roll. The gym on the mic, we're ready to go. In the mix, he's got something to say. Join the party, it's game time all day.
Adrenaline nip in the California sun. Headed to Disneyland, gonna have some fun. But little did they know trouble ahead. Corey Feldman's waiting. Gonna fight until you're dead. Why's your core high as a kite? No one else is a bitch, fucking day and night. Ride sharp gun in the battle on the other side. Pouring out morales in heaven, it's one hell of a ride. Showdown at a Disneyland, it's a fight to the death. Jim and them versus Corey Feldman. No time to catch your breath. Go by Shakur, keep it in mix. Smoking hop in the sky. In this crazy adventure, you're gonna soar in. Mike's a fan of the boys in blue. He's got a badge, he believes in what they do. He's out every night patrolling the streets, keeping us safe, chasing down the creeps. Mike loves the cops, he's got true respect. So proud, a guy you can always expect to have your back when you're in need. Officer Mike, he's a real life hero indeed. Time for video games, they just don't thrill. He'd rather be out fighting the uphill. Mike's got a mission, he's got a goal to make our streets safer. He's on patrol. Whoa.